900 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. That's CB Financial.
Hi, Craig Barnwell with CB Financial. I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
KVOE News time is now 8:42, and it is Newsmaker 2 time here today, and we'll have Heather Brown, the Chief of Interpretation of the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve, joining us here this morning.
Heather, good morning.
Hey, Heather.
Hey, good morning. How are you, folks?
We're doing all right. How about yourself today?
Pretty good.
Good. How are things going at the preserve here as we get through the middle portions of summer?
Well, it's going to be hot today, but things are going real well. You know, bison are doing well. We have the house now reopened after about 10 months of rehabilitation, so I'm getting some work done on the historic corral, so things are looking good.
How good was it to get that house open, huh?
Big sigh of relief.
Man.
Yay. People are enjoying it.
And you have big doings literally coming up here the way it sounds this week. We have big insects on the prairie coming up here this week.
Yes, absolutely. We're really excited about this. The coordinator is Dr. Andreen Shufran, and she's from Oklahoma State University. And she runs the program called Insect Adventure. And it's going to be a great thing to have her out here at the park this Friday because she's bringing what she calls big bugs. And so if you've ever wanted to, you know, touch a big bug, this is your chance to come out.
So what bugs are in the big bug category?
Well, I asked just that. So she gave me a list. And so a tarantula, of course, and scorpion. Millipedes, roly-polies, big walking sticks, beetles, giant hissing roaches, and an insect called vinegaroon. It's looks like a cross between a spider and a scorpion, so it's definitely worth checking out on Google. It's quite interesting, to say the least.
So where can we find these big insects on the prairie, and when is the presentation coming up?
It is going to be this Friday, the 16th, and it'll be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., so it's an all-day activity going on here, you know, at the preserve. And depending on the weather, we'll dictate whether it'll be outside in the breezeway at the visitor center or up in the barn, the historic barn. So it just depends on the weather and what Andreen feels like, you know, a good place would be. So it'll be here at the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve.
Now, Heather, do people need to register for this, or can they just show up? How's this going to work?
They can show up. It's going to be an all-day activity and, you know, come and go as you want. The bugs will be available. She'll be talking about the different insects and what their characteristics are and really trying to get, you know, people interested in the field of entomology and understanding that, you know, a lot of people are kind of fearful of insects and bugs. And so it's kind of helping people get, you know, over those fears and actually going at, you know, the program in small ways, maybe just, you know, touching the top of the tarantula or you know, just being able to touch these bugs and know that it's a safe environment and no one's going to get hurt or anything. And just, you know, she's a great great proponent for, you know, insects. So she really enjoys her job, and I'm really looking forward to meeting her. She comes with high accolades, so she's just amazing from what I've been told. And just talking with her on the phone, she loves bugs. So I think, you know, just a great thing.
How did this partnership develop? Let me ask you that.
Well, yeah, actually, I had never heard of her, actually. She's from Oklahoma State University, and our superintendent, Randy Bilbasi, he's the one who suggested this program. They had it down there when he worked at the parks in Oklahoma, so he was familiar with Andreen, and sure enough, so this is going to be, I'm sure she'll be coming back year after year, but it's, again, called Insect Adventure, and it's with Oklahoma State University, and she's responsible for, you know, going out into the schools and bringing 200, you know, education programs every year to the schools in Oklahoma. So she just, you know, loves teaching about, you know, the insects, spiders, arthropods, you know, all of that. So it's great.
a great big bug insect program all day, and that'll be Friday at the Tallgrass Perry National Preserve. And Heather, what about how are things been going here this summer out at the preserve? This is a different year. Obviously, things pandemic-wise have been improving. Have you seen a difference here this summertime?
Well, it's just been a great, like I said, it's been a great summer after last year. It was you know, very different and difficult, so things are starting to ease up. We were very fortunate, though, that we were able to have the prairie, you know, the buildings open sooner than a lot of parks and a lot of places. But people are continuing to come out and hike and see the bison. We have, I'm trying to think, 14 bison babies, I think, so far this year. And they're doing very well. Like I said, the house has been reopened and the historic corrals around the barn. We're doing that project in-house. We've got just a tremendous crew of support staff, seasonal staff this year. We've been very fortunate to have folks come out and be a part of the preserve. So things are going well.
So visitor traffic's been good?
It has been, yes, it has been. On weekends, it's very common to have triple-digit days where people come out, you know, 200 or 300 people come out to go hiking and look at the buildings and just see what we have to do here. So great.
So how big is your bison herd now?
I think the number was 94. I lose track, you know. Every year's different.
Are you sending bison now to other places? Have you been doing that for a while, keeping the herd at right around 100?
We do. We try to keep the herd at about 100, and so every fall or so, we do a roundup and we'll cull the herd, and basically because we do take into account all of the genetic makeup too of the. Basically, the babies, you know, of the fathers, the dominant males, to make sure that we keep the population as 100%, or not 100%, but as pure as possible. So we keep that and take that into account. But we also do, when we do cull the herd, we're not only making space for the new crop of babies the next coming in, you know, next year, next season, but also to help other places if they want to start a herd with the most genetically pure bison that are available. We do send them other places. I know we've sent some bison to some local zoos, and even some have actually gone up for sale too. So it's been a great project, a working project, but we got a great team here that works really well with it. And of course, the visitors, they love the bison. And we've opened up another pasture for them too, not only just the windmill pasture, but there's a pasture right next to the schoolhouse. So people can actually drive up to the schoolhouse and, you know, probably better than 50% chance they'll actually be able to see a bison, you know, from that area, right from the road. So,
can they get pretty close? Are the bison sometimes pretty close?
Well, it's just like between you and the fence, so, you know. don't be stupid. You know, don't be throwing bottles at them. I mean, they're going to respond. So,
yeah, that's,
you know, that fence is not going to keep them, you know, in from you if you do something stupid. So. That's what I'm saying. Just be wise. Be smart.
Be stupid. Okay.
Yeah, don't be stupid.
Good deal. All right, Heather, re-rack what's going to be coming up Friday here for folks coming up throughout most of the day.
Pardon, say?
Oh, just go ahead and let us know again what's going to be coming up here for Friday.
Yeah, I lost connection there. This Friday from 10 to 4, Insect Adventure here at the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve. A day to come out and experience and actually touch and feel big bugs here on the prairie.
Sounds like a great day, Heather. Thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Thanks, Heather.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Heather Brown, who is the chief of interpretation for the National Tallgrass Prairie Preserve, and things are going well here this summer. Attendance obviously is up. Bison doing well, and it's a big bug day coming up on Friday.
All right.
At the preserve.
Quickly, Newsmaker 2 slot. Tomorrow at 8:20, Mary Shively joins us. Emporia State's got a leadership workshop. That'll be our focus tomorrow morning at 8:20.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. CB Financial, 208-6777. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. 8:51, sunny, 72 degrees. Good morning.
Are you ready to play the game? Can you find what it takes?